So welcome, 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 everyone. Courage Collective Leadership Training number 2. And we are diving into speaking. So we started with our storytelling piece. We're going to dive into speaking and courageous conversations, and then also a little bit more about courage coaching. So the main part of today is going to be about speaking and getting booked and all sorts of fabulous things. So thank you everyone for being here. I'm just going to mute you all, but we are going to have you guys, you know, share questions and things. Look at all of you guys. Woohoo! I love it. So we are going to just dive in, because as you know, there's a lot of goodness to be able to be sharing with you guys. And I'm just going to make sure that I can share my screen. Hello, hello, everybody. So much love. You guys are so awesome. And I just wanted to touch on before we start, I just did a Facebook Live in the group. So I know that many of you have been feeling a bit of like a, I don't know what's going on. There's so much stuff. I want everybody to take a deep breath with me now. We are on this journey together. There is no fear. There is no fear of missing out. There is no fear of overwhelm. We are letting go of overwhelm. We are letting go of this fear that we're not where we need to be or doing all we need to do. So here's the little rundown. I did this in the Facebook Live. Some of you might have seen it, or you can get re-inspired there later. But the main thing to remember is we are in this together. So there were some leaders who came in before this big official bringing on of leaders, and they were doing it where they would launch their circles right away after they came in, and they would launch them on their own, basically with our guidance a little bit there, but really on their own. And I wanted to change how that was going down. And so what I have done now is bringing you guys all on at one time, closing the doors at a certain time. Some of you, we did give an extension, so I know that kind of brought a little bit of overwhelm because you were coming in late, but that's because I know many of you just heard about it on the weekend, and then maybe you didn't get your application totally done, or you got your application done, but you didn't finish up all the steps. So we wanted to give you that gift of a little bit extra time. But in so doing, you know, you were feeling like you were rushing into this, and I don't want you to feel that way. Honestly, everyone is going on this journey together. With the next 2 weeks is just the leadership training is all you need to focus on. Yes, you are getting information and emails about the Global Mastermind Group. Now, the Global Mastermind Group has about 35, 40 extra members, because they're people that are just in the Courage Collective circles, plus the leaders. So in the Global Mastermind Group, we are still every month bringing in guest experts. I have hot seat coaching. We have Truth and Dare happening in the Facebook group. So in the global community, you guys can experience what your members are going to be experiencing in the Courage Collective. So the trainings, the support, the coaching is all happening still, because they don't know what we're doing over here in the leader group, right? The Global Mastermind Group, unless they're leaders, they don't know what's going on over here in the leader group. So we still need to be giving them value and supporting the members, just like you're going to be doing when you open your circles. But as leaders, you get access to all that beautiful training and support as well. So yes, there are two places that you can be, but if you're feeling overwhelmed at all, I want you to just block the global group for now, because you'll be able to access those trainings later on if you want to. But right now, the only place you need to be is right here for these trainings. Now mark this down on your calendar if you haven't already. It's today at 1 o'clock p.m. Well, you're here, so that's good. Then the next training is going to be on leadership and facilitation, and it is on Wednesday. Let me just make sure I've got the date right. But next Wednesday, I think it's the 28th. Yes, next Wednesday, the 28th at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So today, this week, we had them at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Next week is Wednesday and Friday at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. So just mark those in your calendar. It's the same Zoom link for everything. So it keeps it easy. So if you want to actually have a little spot on your calendar or somewhere that's easy to access where you have that link, then you know whenever we're getting on a call, you don't have to try and find it in the Facebook group, even though we have posts usually to remind you, but you'll be able to click on it right away and just know where we're gonna be. Okay, so this Zoom link is the Zoom link for it all. So just keep that handy and then you'll be able to access whatever we're doing. So that's your focus. And then after this, then we're gonna say, hey, if you haven't filled out your survey yet, please go do that because the lovely Tamara is going to be finishing your promo materials and we're going to be setting up an actually a new format in the back end to take payments and to make sure it's very seamless. So we have been using three different platforms to be able to collect payments, tag them to you as a leader so that we can track the affiliate commissions we need to pay, and there's a lot going on. So we are simplifying the 1st of July until about the 7th of July. We're going to be transitioning all leaders onto this new platform, recreating all of the sign-up sheets, all the sign-up forms, all the checkout pages, all the ways people can pay us. So you do not need to invite anyone until after July 7th. Then we're going to start sharing, promoting, and I'm going to walk you through this step by step. So on Monday, I will say, hey leaders, this is the week to share your big why behind the Courage Collective if you haven't already. Here's some copy. Here's an image. Use your beautiful image that we've provided to you and go share. Week two in July. Hey, beautiful Courage Collective leaders, now we're going to build a wait list. So I want you to say, this is what I'm doing. These are the benefits. We will provide the copy. We will provide the images, everything you need to say. You can add your special touches. Go post this on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Here it is. So we're going to actually walk you through every single step through July, through August, into September. And then September 18th is when we close. So we have 2 months to fill your collectives. So I want you all just to be able to know that we've got you and release that need to feel like you're overwhelmed because you're right where you need to be. If you're showing up for these leadership trainings, that's all you need to focus on right now. Good? I'm gonna scroll through and see all your thumbs up. Everyone give me a thumbs up. That feels good. Okay, actually I can't see all of you, but hopefully you're giving me a thumbs up. Okay, so everyone, focus just on this leadership training. We got you. We're gonna walk you through everything step by step. Awesome, awesome. So I'm just gonna make sure. Yes, you can catch the replay. All good, all good. Yes, you can be there by the phone. Nope, there's no getting behind. We will make sure that you are right where you need to be and there is no getting behind. You guys are doing amazing. The only thing you need to focus on is this leadership training right now, and then we will get into filling out the survey, setting everything up, and inviting and filling your circles again step by step. So we will support you in all of that. The survey was just with your emails. When you got approved, there was a link to fill out a survey. Don't worry if you don't know where that email is. We'll send you the survey link when it's time. So don't even worry about that. Yep, off your brain. You're good. Awesome, awesome. Ramona, there is, so if you do want to be able to share and promote right now, absolutely. If you're not feeling the overwhelm, I would totally say yes, go out and share in the membership site group, right? In the membership site, we now have everything in there for you guys. And there is a tab now that says promotional materials. If you're looking for business cards to be able to print, there's branded Courage Collective business cards in there that you just get to fill out your information on. There's flyers in there. I did share it in the group too, but so they're in the Facebook group, in the pinned post, but now they're all in the beautiful membership site. that you just click on the piece that talks about promotional materials, and you'll see there's a flyer there you can use that you can print off. It's all designed for you. There's letterhead, there's the branding guidelines, all of that. So absolutely, if there's an opportunity that's coming up before then that you want to share about the Courage Collective, ask us. That's perfect. We love that you guys are sharing already. Okay. Yeah, business cards, flyers, and really anything that you guys request, pretty much, in reason. You know, hot air balloon banners, maybe we can't do. But, you know, like if there's something that you're like, hey, we would love to have XYZ, let us know. Because we're growing the resources all along the way. We're improving our systems, our structures. We're taking feedback and trying to make this the best experience ever. And this is the first time we've taken all these leaders on all at once. So again, we are doing our very best to make sure that you feel like you're being seen and heard. This is the first time we've had this kind of number of women all at once. So just bearing with us, right? Knowing that we will get back to you. We are supporting you in the very best way we can, but also that we are open to knowing how else we can serve you. But yes, that came from someone saying, hey, I'd love to have a business card, or hey, I'm going to a networking event, I'd love to have something to hand out. So we design those for you. So anything that like that comes up, there are Facebook profile photos already. So we already have designed Facebook profile photos for your group, but there's also some promotional ones as well. So yep, totally. So the pinned post is in Facebook. Facebook groups are not very good for organizing information. So there is one post that can be pinned to the top where it stays at the top always. And sometimes on your phone, you have to click pinned post. So it won't actually show up on your phone unless you click pinned post. But if you're on your desktop, you'll be able to see it's just the one at the very top. So that pinned post is where a lot of information is right now. But also remember, everything that you could desire is in the membership site. And if it's not there, let us know. Yeah. There's not really technology items per se. It's really just you sharing, and we take care of, you send people to the page to check out. So there isn't really anything tech-wise that you're going to have to worry about. If you're doing a wait list, all I would say is if you want to be notified, say heck yeah in the comments below, or say yes, I want to know more in the comments below, and just take a screenshot of all the people who were interested and then follow up with them with a private message. So you don't even have to have like a landing page or a way to collect that information. It's just really about sharing, keeping it simple. Yes, so that's what I said, Lydia, is that we're going to walk you through each thing step by step. Is like, okay, everybody go share this now. Yeah, absolutely. So we are walking you guys through that, and it's not yet. You guys don't need to be worrying about promoting it yet. Yeah, I love the new step-by-step training for sure, because before leaders were just coming on at random times, and then we were like, here's your stuff over here, here's your stuff over here, and go do your thing, but now we're all just going to do it together, which there's going to be great momentum and energy with it. All right, so we got to get into some training so that we're not here for longer than the 60 to 90 minutes. We'll see how that goes. So I am going to... Oh, perfect. Lisa has an interest list already started in MailChimp. So she's got some tech stuff going on, so she can set that up. That's awesome. Yes, I'm going to walk you through it, which means there's a checklist. So there are lots of checklists that we've shared in the group, but we're going to take all that information so you don't have to read it, and I will just be posting in the group. We'll tag you, and we'll say, go do this now. Okay? Awesome. All right, so I am going to share my screen so we can get started. All right. Can you see it? Okay, good. Okay, and I need to play it from the current slide. There we go. Okay, and I didn't post the PDF of this in the group because I was carrying on. We didn't actually finish that first session, so I'm gonna just post this. I'll save it as a PDF, and I'll upload it to the group, and then we are still getting the system to upload everything to the membership site. So we're working on that with our team on the back end and working out processes and systems. We just launched the membership site on Monday, as you guys know. So now we're just working out the systems to get it all uploaded. So eventually, everything we do in the Courage Collective, both the leader and the membership group, will be added to the membership site so that you don't have to worry about finding it in Facebook. You can just go to the tab that says leadership training, click on the training one, read, you know, you'll get the training and the PDFs for that. So it'll be much simpler than having it all posted in Facebook to find. But again, we're just working out the system and trying to make sure that we're all on the same page and getting that all clear with the team. So just so you guys know, right now, there is really just three people on our team, and one is really like phasing out. So there's just myself, Tamara, and Angelique. And that's not very many people to support this big movement. So we are bringing on more team members, but just so you guys know, behind the scenes, there's a lot that goes on to supporting you and making sure everything is running and everything is done, plus giving you the support and feedback you need on the front end. So that's just so you guys know, you know, we're getting to things as quickly as we can. Okay, so I wanted to, first of all, right off the bat, I wanted to ask if anybody has some questions around our training from yesterday, which was all about storytelling. I loved hearing your takeaways and your ahas from it. That was so exciting to hear all the little breakthroughs that were happening from there. But I would love to hear if there are any questions before we get into the bulk of this training. Stacy, 4 day jobs, my goodness, girl. Let's make sure we get you to full-time business soon. That's going to be your goal. So thank you for being here, and it's okay. It's okay that you're late. No worries at all. Yep, no worries, Stacy. You're going to have to watch the beginning of this part where we talk about we're ditching the overwhelmed feeling. You're right where you need to be. We have 2 full weeks just to focus on leadership training and watching the replays. That's the only thing you need to focus on. Moving forward until we take you through the next steps. Yay, perfect. Mary loved that. Okay, good. Okay, awesome. Okay, so no questions right now. We're going to dive in. Annette Stevenson, are you here? There's a lot of you guys. If you are here, can you unmute yourself? You are here. I see you. So
I'm here.
Oh, perfect. Okay, good. Hello, hello. So happy you are here. So what we're going to do is I want you guys to just see firsthand. Some of you guys have seen me do story sessions before, but we're actually going to do a story session. And I want you just to kind of watch the process as someone who could, you guys can take this and kind of watch how the questions I ask, the way that I listen, the attentiveness, watch it kind of unfold from the place of, hey, maybe I can support someone in zoning in on their story in my circle. Or, oh, yeah, she has to keep digging deeper. Or, oh, I see how she's connecting these threads. Now, I know that this is kind of one of my superpower gifts. So I know it isn't something that comes easily to everyone or is going to be something you can do in full with others. But I want you to see the essence of the process, not only for others, but for yourself. So watching me coach Annette through this and how we get to her story is going to help you guys to be able to look at your story maybe a little bit differently and be able to see that process from a place of maybe helping your Courage Circle sisters as well to find their stories, okay? So Annette, how are you?
I am good. How are you today?
Wonderful. So I want to ask you if you will share, give me just a little glimpse of the work you feel called to do in the world, first of all.
So I'm feeling called to, I say the bullshit slayer or the excuses slayer, where women have an excuse for why they're not going big, why they're still playing small. And my superpower is that I help them bust through those excuses so that they're left with no more excuses why they cannot do whatever it is they want to do or why whatever they want to do didn't make sense.
Good. Love it. Okay, that's so good. I love how clear that is. So I'm going to actually kind of do a little bit of coaching as I do this, just so you guys can hear. So my, whenever I meet with someone, my most important first question is like, what is that work you're called to do in the world, right? We all need to know for ourselves, but also if we're supporting anyone else in kind of finding that story is like, it has to be able to attach. It has to be able to connect. We have to be able to find the golden thread to the story and the work that they feel called to do. So that's the first question I always ask someone. What do you think are some of the biggest kind of lessons or things that you would love to teach women? So yes, we've got like ditching the excuses, but if you could, and this is a question I ask a lot of times, if you could have the world's attention, or maybe just your, you know, the one you know you're speaking to, their attention for just 10 seconds, what would be the most important thing you would tell that person, that one person that so needs to hear this message, you know, but you have the whole world filled with those ones who are paying attention to you in this moment for 10 seconds, what would you tell them?
Trust yourself, trust your instincts. And you are more than enough to do what is whatever it is that you want to do. And don't be afraid to question the status quo and go against society's norms and march to the beat of your own drum.
Good. Now I'm just writing. I always say if I'm not looking at you or I'm not, I'm writing. So just so you know, I'm not just ignoring you. Perfect. Now, in asking that, and see, I'm just coaching you guys as I'm going through that. In asking that question, she's been able to distill some of the most important truths that matter to her, right? So going into listening to her story, now I'm able to see that, okay, this is like what she's called to do. She's called to help people move through and ditch those excuses so that they stop playing small and can really step into what they're meant to be doing. Some other things that really matter to her and are lessons that she wants to teach, which are probably going to be found in her story, are that she needs to trust herself, right? Trusting yourself. The fear piece, not being afraid to challenge the status quo or the shoulds or what other people think, and that you are more than enough. Okay? So all of these things are beautiful and they come into play into, I feel, why people make excuses. It's because they don't trust that they are good enough to do the thing. They are afraid to challenge that status quo. What if I fail? And what if I'm not good enough? It comes back to that good enough again. They're not trusting themselves. And we know that those answers and that guidance is probably coming from within. So I've actually never shared my process. This is kind of fun. I'm actually giving you guys, I usually just do my story session and you guys just watch it all unfold. But this is kind of fun. I've never really broken it down even for myself to know why I do what I do. So this is fun. So first of all, know exactly why, you know, what is the work they're called to do? And then what are those most important lessons that they would want to share with the world? Let me now go into, okay, perfect. So now, Annette, what I want you to do is we've talked about the breakdown and breakthroughs, but I know that at times there's going to be, you know, more than one breakdown, breakthrough. So I would love for you to just take a few moments. We're going to try and move through this fairly quickly in actual story sessions. So I do this one-on-one a lot, but in story sessions, we take a full, as much time as you need, but we are going to try and do it as quickly as possible. So just giving me as much information as you think I need to really get the glimpse of who you are and what things led to this initial or this big diamond moment for you, breakdown, breakthrough. Okay?
Okay. So I am from the Cayman Islands. So I was born and raised in the islands. And I went away to school and I decided that I wanted to be an audiologist because I thought sign language was cool and I wanted to work with hearing impaired people. After I graduated, I decided that I was going to open my clinic at home because I saw the need. We didn't have a clinic here. And so after just, I mentioned it to my dad, and 3 months later we were open for business, and that was 10 years ago. And what else? And yeah, so it's been a long 10-year struggle of trying to make it in a predominantly male industry, being in the medical field. And also, as much as it should not be, but the stigma of being a local girl coming back home and trying to get into this industry. So I had two obstacles against me. I'm trying to run with the old men and I'm local. But, you know, I persevered and I stuck through. And so we celebrated 10 years this year, and that was huge and amazing.
Yay! So amazing. So what I want to see, let's dig a little bit more. What do you think, as a girl, what made you this strong woman? Like, were there ever times where you felt like I needed to have a voice? Because I think that there's something in there, you know, the audiologist, I mean, you're helping them, you know, you're helping them to, you are providing hearing, right?
Yes.
And then you are also able to learn sign language for those who can't hear or maybe have lower hearing, right? So you're really providing this beautiful way for people to communicate who maybe wouldn't have had that opportunity otherwise, right?
Yes.
And so I love that, but I want to hear just a little bit more, because there's something there too. I feel like there's something that made you decide that you were going to challenge this status quo in your country, in your city, in your local place. There's a part of you. There's something there. There's something there that's why you decided you could do this.
I think. There's a little bit of, like, growing up, I never felt that I was seen. I always felt like I was invisible. I didn't feel, you know, I was like I'm the oldest child, so kind of have the, you know, the first child syndrome. Like, all the attention was on my younger sisters, and I had to fight for the attention. And then when people tell me that I can't do something, I don't like that. I don't like being told what I can and cannot do.
Yeah.
So being told that, oh, you know, you can't have your own business, or being told that, you know, your services aren't needed on the island. We don't have any hearing impaired people on the island. And it was really to prove people wrong, to prove to people that I could do it, to prove to myself that I could do it.
Yeah. Can you remember an emotionally charged moment where someone maybe was telling you that you couldn't do it?
I do remember a moment, but it had absolutely nothing to do with audiology. It had to do, I think I was like in, I can't remember how old, I was still in high school, and I said to my mom I wanted to be a music teacher because I loved music. And my mom was like, well, you can't sing and you can't play any instruments, so what kind of music teacher are you going to be? Mm. And that was like, that really kind of struck me, because, you know, I mean, it has nothing to do with audiology, but it was, here was this dream that I wanted to do, and I shared it, and my mom was like, yeah, you can't do that. Don't do that.
Right. Yeah. God, okay. Okay, so I feel like I could keep digging a little bit. So just to kind of give people a little bit of an overview, we have this, but we're looking for like a moment of, where's that moment that has that emotional charge to it, right? So I keep asking because we get kind of the details, but we're not really getting into the emotion as much. But not always can people go to that emotional place, and that's my job, is to help to kind of paint that picture a little bit more. And so I do take some creative license when I tell a story back to people where they haven't given me all the details, but I will add details if I think that that's probably what that was. And I also really follow my intuition on this as well. So what I'm going to do is just take a moment And I just want to look over my notes. So whenever I'm doing these, I'm always taking lots of notes so that I can get the details in her voice and in her language. I think that's really important. I'm also listening for moments, you know, moments that are emotionally charged, moments where she's kind of brushing over something, that maybe there's something deeper there. And I will continue to dig. And I think I would, if we had more time, continue to dig deeper, Annette, because I think there's something, there's even more there, but we're going to go with this and see what happens. Okay. So I'm going to just take a moment. I'm going to read through my notes, and then I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell Annette's story as if I am her. Okay, so give me a moment. Now, Annette, I'm going to kind of tailor it a little bit to the audiology business, because that's what you're doing right now. And then we can always, you can always take that initial story and really make it a little bit more general as well. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let me get a drink of water. Okay. Okay. This is recording, right? I can't tell because I'm on my thing.
Yeah, it is recording.
Okay. As a little girl, I remember growing up never truly feeling seen or heard. Being the oldest child, I was always vying for attention, but the attention was always going somewhere else. The word that truly comes to my heart and mind to describe how I really felt growing up is invisible. I was also a strong-hearted little girl who didn't like being told what to do. And if someone told me that I couldn't do something, I wanted to prove them wrong. Not only prove them wrong, but prove to myself that it was possible. I remember one time being challenged by this as I told my mom, the one, you know, who I thought just would believe in me no matter what, of my love of music. Music had become so important to me because it was my escape. It was the way that I was able to lose myself in that moment, in my emotions. I was able to use music to become this source of strength, of understanding, and somehow music was able to speak to my soul in a way that nothing else could. I was able to use music to be able to express myself, to be seen, to be heard. And I told my mom that day of my dream of one day being a music teacher. And in that moment, she turned to me and said, "Well, you can't sing or play any instruments. So what kind of music teacher would you be?" Now, in that moment, I realized that I had a choice. I could choose to listen to what everyone else thought was possible for me. I could choose to listen to what someone else believed was my potential or my journey or my path, or I could choose to challenge that. I could choose to challenge the status quo. I could challenge the norms. And even though my journey took a slight change, that conversation helped me to realize that I had a power within me, and I was done playing small. I was about to dream really, really big, and I knew that I needed to trust myself and no longer lean on someone else's understanding or expectations of myself, but truly lean into who I was as a person and what I desired, and that ultimately it came down to me no longer making excuses and choosing the path I desired to go on. Now, I chose a little slightly different path. I became an audiologist. And what is beautiful about this is that I realized my love and passion for music and the energy and the healing and the beautiful strength that it brought to me, I realized that there were people in the world who were not able to hear the music. They were not able to hear the music of their heart, of their soul. They too felt invisible. They felt looked over, not seen, and definitely not heard. They felt alone in this vast world because they were truly in a world of their own. And my understanding of being able to give hope and a belief that you can do anything and challenge that status quo, I wanted to gift that to these beautiful people who had been handed a card that they didn't ask for, who had been dealt something of a big struggle in their life, and yet they were living it beautifully. And if I could give them the gift of being able to hear, of being able to hear even a little bit, to be understood, to be seen, to hear and be heard, what a gift that could be. And now, in this work, bringing it to my hometown in the Cayman Islands, I again was gifted the opportunity to challenge the status quo, to prove that I could do things that no one else was doing in a male-dominated field and industry, and in a place where women do not step up in the medical field. I, within 3 months of having this dream, launched my audiologist business, and I am now celebrating my 10-year anniversary. Now, this didn't come from sitting still and quiet. This came from me being able to slay my excuses, to bust through those, and now I know I can help others do the same, to truly trust myself and not anyone else, because I believe in my gifts and I believe that they are more than enough. And that is what I want everyone in the world to feel and understand, is that they are enough. If only they will trust themselves, they no longer have to be afraid of challenging the status quo, but they can truly step up and not only prove to the world, but to themselves, that they are more than enough and they are here to do big things. Yes?
Yeah, you make me sound pretty good.
I love it so far.
That was amazing.
Yay! So that's your story. What does that feel like?
That feels really good. That's amazing. That's awesome.
Good. I know I usually have people in tears and all that good jazz, because this is your story. So, I mean, if you look back at what I did there, did I just tell the story? Or did I bring in the lessons and the messaging?
There was these lessons, there was pictures being painted. Yeah.
So that's what I want for each of you, to be able to do that with your own stories, is to look for that theme. And where did that come from? It came from, you said you were the excuses slayer. So I looked for those core lessons, that messaging that you knew you needed to share with the world about not playing small, about not being afraid, about you are more than enough. And I sprinkled those in where I felt called to sprinkle them in, where they fit in that story. I also really love the connection. I don't know if it's true or not, but the connection between not being seen and heard and actually helping people to hear the music and to be able to have that opportunity. And maybe that's a deeper why that you didn't even realize.
I know that was beautiful. I loved how you brought that in. That was so beautiful.
And so I want you to see too, as I did this, I was able to see the connection. Remember, I asked, where's that emotionally charged moment where you decided, and you kept saying it doesn't really have to do with audiology. But I believe that if you see something where there's emotion, then there is a connection. And you just have to look deeper for that connection. And so when she said that music was really important to her, and here she is, you know, she said these people are really fun to work with, and she likes sign language, and that's her why. There's a deeper why to doing this work. And so that's what I was listening to. And then right away, and I mean, this is one of my little zones of genius. So it is usual, but right there I could see the connection between music and these people that you're helping to hear again, or to hear music and to have that experience in their life. But also the big piece there that you said, that you felt invisible, and how so many people there, I'm sure, feel like they are not seen and heard, literally, right? Mm-hmm. So they are walking around invisible. So there you go.
Yay, awesome. Woohoo. Yay. Thank you.
So good. All right. So that is a story session. This is the work that I do. I mean, I can totally help people with that to an extent, obviously. This is something that it does, you know, it is a process, and your story also will evolve and change, and bits and pieces will be revealed and you'll be able to find that. But if you can dig deeper into that emotion and you can look at what is that big message, what are those truths that I'm meant to share, and where in my journey did those truths come to be and play in my life, that's how you're going to find your core story that you need to be sharing with the world. Okay, so I know there was lots of chats. I'm just going to scroll through here. A story magician. See, that's one of my archetypes is a magician. Oh, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so good. Okay, I'm probably gonna have to come back and read, because you guys got a lot of comments going on. If there's anything major that I need to be aware of, please let me know. Okay, are you guys seeing it okay? I see something about people not seeing it. Can you guys see the screen okay? Maybe if you're on your phone is when you're not able to see the slides, right? I'm not sure how that works exactly if you're on your phone. Okay, so let's go. Yes, I think that's the beautiful thing, is being able to hear your story from someone else, right? Telling your story back to you. Yes, proper storytelling, like in fairy tales, right? That we really need to tell a story. We really need to be able to share the beautifulness of our stories through this process, okay? So you do have the story blueprint. That's what I showed you guys. I highlighted her breakdown breakthrough moment. She had a couple of them, right? But then I also sprinkled in the lessons, and I tied it all together with her work with a nice, beautiful bow. That's what you want to be able to do as well. So let's move into your speech framework, okay? So this is the speech framework. I think what I'm going to do, oops, I'm going to put the chat down at the bottom just so I can be watching a little bit more. I think I can move it. Yay! Lisa, you're not supposed to do the process necessarily with your circle members. That's not something you need to be doing, but it is something to be aware of, that you can help them kind of process themselves, right? So you can give them the story blueprint, and you can ask them, well, what's a really emotionally charged situation, or what are the big lessons you would tell your one if you only had 10 seconds? How can you bring those into your story? So in seeing the process, you can help them to try and figure that out on their own. You know, I don't know that I'll be able to do this many story sessions. I'm kind of walking a little bit away from one-on-one work, but maybe there's a way that I can do some more story session work in the Courage Collective. I'll have to think on that a little bit more. But no, you don't need to be able to do a story session, but definitely be able to just help them a little bit more, and yourself, to be able to follow this process. Okay, so now we're diving from storytelling into our speech framework. Yay. Okay, perfect. I was just checking. So in here, we've got, this is the speech framework. So really, really simple. And this is what I teach all of my clients. This is the framework I use to write my speeches. It's a beautiful thing, because people would come to me after and they would say, something that would take me hours or days to write, you know, a speech, now it takes me 20 minutes. That's the goal, is where you can sit down and be able to write your speech framework. And the most important thing that I think is different about me as a speech coach, I do not want you to write your entire speech out. A lot of people, they are going to, you know, when you see presidential speeches or really, really polished speeches that are, they have just the perfect little thing. Well, they've memorized those speeches. They've had speech writers write things word for word. For me, I'm like, you had someone else write your speech? For me, you know, even writing your speech word for word, I want to be connected to you on a soul level. I want to know that this is your heart. These are the words that you would speak to me if we were to be having coffee and having a conversation. So in my approach, I believe that as a really amazing speaker, you are not supposed to have this whole memorized, this whole speech memorized. So I encourage you and everyone that you help support in writing their little mini speeches to deliver in your Courage Circles is you can share this framework with them. All of these resources I am going to put in the membership site as well. But this speech framework, super simple. But what I want you to share with them is that they're only speaking for about 5 minutes. So it's a very mini speech. But even for an hour keynote or even for a full day workshop, I do a framework. I never write things out word for word. I did that in the very beginning of my career as a professional speaker, where I would memorize an hour keynote and I would write it out till it sounded just perfect. And I would take paragraph by paragraph, and it would take me days to memorize. And then I did this only once because it was a big gig. It was at a big university. It was my first big paid keynote. And I wanted to wow the audience. And I realized as I was doing it, I was completely in my head thinking about, oh my goodness, what's coming next? What am I saying next? I got to get this right. I was so disconnected from my heart, from being present, from actually having a beautiful connection and allowing my speech to go where it needed to go for that audience, not what I needed to say to sound really professional. Right? Do you see that difference? I teach speakers to show up for the audience, not for your ego. Show up for your audience, not for the ego. That's a tweetable. So in doing that, I do not want you to write your speech out word for word, because guess what? You're going to fall in love with your words because you can edit and you can tweak and you can grab your thesaurus and find just the perfect word that sounds so smart and perfect. And then you're going to be really attached to it, that you're going to be in your head too and not in your heart. And when you deliver it, that disconnection is going to be felt. The greatest speakers, I feel, are speaking completely from the heart and absolutely present. And yes, they have prepared and they have practiced, but they are present in the now and allow themselves the permission to go somewhere completely different if they are called to. So that's how I show up, that's how I speak, and that's how I want you to share with your Courage Circle, is that yes, write this framework out for your speech that you're going to deliver for the Courage Circle. Because remember, in the Courage Circle, everyone will have a chance to share a story, to share a speech, 5 minutes or less. So they're going to be writing this out as a framework, but then also inspire them to know that it's okay if they go off track. It's okay because it's actually on track, right? If we go somewhere that we feel called to go, inspired to go, that's exactly where we need to go for the audience. Okay, so our speech framework is really simple. First is an introduction. In the introduction, we can start with an intention grabber. So an intention grabber is just that. You're going to walk on the stage, and if you don't, you know, that whole thing about a first impression is within those first few seconds. So you need to grab their attention, and that could be a, you know, a powerful statement. Maybe it's a bold statement that's a bit controversial, where you're going to get people like, what? What is she saying? What is she doing? If that's your personality and you want to kind of give them a little bit of edge, great. If you want to lay on them, if you're more of like this, the scientific data person, you want to lay on a really powerful, you know, awakening stat or statistic or something that's going to wake them up to something that you're about to talk about. So you want to hit them home with something. Maybe it's a powerful question that gets them all of a sudden reflecting on themselves and their own life, which is a great way to get them engaged with you. Okay, it could be simply coming out with, say, a prop or some kind of image or something that you're walking out and you're making a statement. So that very first thing that you do on stage needs to grab their attention and have them paying attention and wanting to know more, whether it's a quote, a, you know, a statistic, a bold statement, a question, an image, like a prop or something that you're going to walk out and you're like, what's going on with this person, right? So that attention grabber is so important. It doesn't have to be long. Then you can intro your message. This is going to vary. Some people are going to just say something within a couple of lines. Some people, it will take, you know, a little bit more time to kind of intro your message of why they are here and why they should care, what you're teaching them. So it's really kind of a telling them what you're about to teach them. And you don't have to say, I'm going to teach you the three steps to blah, blah, blah. It's like, this is the big picture vision of my why for sharing this message. And this is why it matters. Okay. So kind of introing your message and then getting right into your story. Now, we don't want to spend a lot of time on that attention grabber and the intro of your message, because we want to get into the story. The story, remember, is where they're going to connect with you. All that cool brain activity is going to happen, where you're solidifying that connection, where you're building that know, like, trust factor, where they're going to listen to you because they care, because you care, because you have a connection, because there's something about you that they can't quite put their finger on, but they want to keep listening. Want to learn from you, right? Because you are real, because you can relate to them, because you're right where they are now, or you were right where they are now, or you are where they want to be. So the story, getting to the story really quickly in your speech is so important. Now, your story can be 30 seconds. It can be 10. I would say still keep it around that 10-minute mark, unless your story becomes your speech and you go deeper on the lessons within it. For example, when I delivered a 15-minute speech, it wasn't very long. Pretty much the story took the big part of that, but within it, I was teaching. I was teaching along the way, okay? So that's a different thing. But for this, your story piece, I'd say a really good amount is about that 3 to 5 minutes. Because remember, we want to turn it back to them. I've been to hear speakers who have spoken the whole time about themselves, right? And they never really get to a point. They never really get to a takeaway. They never really get to a lesson or anything I can really, really apply to my life. And then I feel like, okay, that was a great story, but how does that help me, right? Your audience needs to understand that this isn't about you, it's about them. So your story is there to build that connection and to share the lessons you've learned and to build that credibility and all those things we talked about. But we also need to get into the meat of it, which is about what's in it for them. So this gets me to the next part, which is the main core part of your speech, which is the power of three. Now, the power of three, when I was, again, starting out, I did the 7 keys to unlocking your potential. So that was like my first big keynote thing. And so funny. But anyways, and what I would go and I would speak, and on my feedback forms, my testimonials and things that I would collect, because that's a good thing to do, they always said, there wasn't enough time. I wish we had more time. We ran out of time. And I kind of took that as a positive, because I was like, well, they just want more of me. You know, I was giving so much value that they just wanted more. And then I realized quickly that, wow, you know, giving them all of this stuff, like 7 keys, and I would go deep on all these keys, and I would be talking a mile a minute so that I could give them so much stuff. And then I was like, oh, they're like, whoa, kind of like you guys are feeling right now. But that's because you are training with me, so I have to give you all this information. But same idea was like, this is so good, but there's so much, and I don't know, you know. And so I realized that we need to take it down to 3. Max is like the golden. So 3 powerful lessons or teachings as the core of your speech. Yes. So yes, why Facebook Live was so hard, because it has to be concise. So for anything that's like Facebook Live or like videos, if you take it down to like one core point and break it down into 3 subpoints that support that one core point, that's going to be brilliant for like a Facebook Live or something. Mary says she's taken all my programs and learned something new every time. That's because you can only digest so much of my crazy information, right? So you build on it every time. So that's good. So thank you. So the powerful 3 lessons. So that's your lessons and teachings. Now remember, you've sprinkled them into your story. So just like Annette, my core speech for her would be, you know, do it your way. So that could then, that could be one of my core things. You are more than enough would be another core thing, and stop making excuses maybe, right? So doing it your way underneath. So those are my three core powerful lessons would be for like Annette. Okay. So in those three, I can't remember what I said now. So doing it your way. So that could go into, trusting yourself and listening to your instincts, which would be like a sub point. And then another sub point could be, challenging the status quo. What are the fears that come up when you challenge the status quo? And then the next thing could be, what are the fears that are coming up around there? Maybe she digs deeper into that, right? So that could be her first main point. And if she has a longer speech, like an hour, she can do three sub points, up to three sub points. So that's the power of three. You have three main points for a shorter speech where you can discuss the three core lessons or teachings. But within those three core lessons or teachings, you could have sub lessons or teachings up to three, right? So three main ones, three sub points, depending on the length of your speech, right? You're not going to go that in depth with three sub points if it's only a 15-minute TED Talk or 18-minute TED Talk, right? You're going to hit the core lessons on a higher level and not go super deep, right? If you have an hour or a half day or a full day, then you can go deep, and that's where the sub points come in and you can flesh those out more. So this is actually how you would look when you write this out. You'd say my intro, here's my question or my statement, write it out. Put story, you know your story, so you don't need to write it out. Then put main point number one, put what it is, sub point, sub point, sub point. Main point number two, put what it is, sub point, sub point, sub point. This is what I'm going to teach. These are the things, right? Main point number three, sub points. Okay. Then have a powerful conclusion. And the powerful conclusion is just tying it back in to what you've just shared in a different way than you just said it. So, you know, for that, it could be something like for Annette was, she can kind of go on like her Martin Luther King kind of, I have a dream rant, right? So I am called to do this work because I am tired of people following what they think they have to do just because that is the status quo. I am tired of people feeling invisible because I know exactly what that feels like. And that's why I do the work that I do, is so that people can bust through the excuses, they can face their fears, and they can finally know and trust themselves that they are enough and they are ready to face those fears, challenge the status quo, and do exactly what they feel called to do, right? So I still touched on the three points that they're enough, they're going to bust through the excuses, and that they will face those fears and challenge the status quo, and that they're more than enough, they're going to trust themselves. So I still touched on each of the things she just talked about, but I said it in just a unique wrap-up kind of way. Make sense? Now, for the courage circle, this is the same framework, but obviously they're chunked down to 5 minutes. So what that would look like is like a really short question or attention grabber, something that, you know, then go right into your story. Your story could be about 2 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes. You're sprinkling the lessons, then you have about a minute each, 2 minutes, or, you know, 2 minutes total, 2.5 minutes total for to go a little bit more into that lesson. But what I would actually say, because it's such a short time frame, that if they just tell their story and within it, they just go a little bit deeper on some of the lessons, then that's enough, right? Because it's only 5 minutes. So this framework, you know, for 5 minutes, it is going to be tight, where they can just distill the lessons that they learned and then wrap it up. Does that make sense? So for example, I'm looking at my clock. I would say for Annette, I'm just going to use her throughout here. For example, has there ever been a time where you have been challenged by something you believe about yourself, or about the world, about society, whatever? Is there a time where that belief has been challenged, right? That could be like her attention grabber. It's a question. Then she could go into, as a little girl, right? Into her thing. As a little girl, I was the oldest. I always felt invisible. I remember there was this time where my mom challenged my belief in what I felt I was called to do in this world. And then she could go into the music teacher piece and then into actually the audiology and then into proving that, just like I just did for her. And a little bit tighter, maybe leaving out a little bit of the detail. And then because we've already dropped in the things, she can say, and so what I feel called to share with you today is that you are more than enough. Too often our society, you know, has us believing that we do not measure up. There are so many things that we are measuring ourselves against, so many facades, so in the media, on social media, that make us feel like we are not enough. And I am here to tell you that when you look in the mirror every single day, if you can tell yourself that you are more than enough every single day and you actually start believing it, that's when you're going to learn to trust yourself. And in trusting yourself, that's where your life is going to change, because everyone else might have an excuse. Everyone else might have an idea about how you're supposed to live your life or what you're supposed to do. But the only person that truly knows is you. And until you believe that you are enough, then that's when you're going to start believing and trusting that voice within, that you have the answers within. And that's the only, you know, time that you're going to actually be able to challenge that status quo. And when fears come up, you're going to come back to the fact that you are enough and that you know best. And so when you go out there and you start making excuses, you're going to come back and realize that that's just fear talking. And what you really need to do is stand up, persevere, and challenge what the world is saying, because ultimately, you know, and you get to choose, right? Okay, so that could be her speech, right? So I took, that was, let me just see. That was 4 minutes. So I could have then wrapped up with the conclusion like I just did. That would have been, actually no, because I didn't share as much of her story. So it probably would have been about 5 minutes, right? So that piece, that would be like their 5 minute speech. That a good example. So we had the attention grabber. We went right into our story. We still had the three lessons. We just didn't go tons of in depth with them, but that's like where we took those lessons and teachings. And we were able to go a little bit deeper with them. Even still, like if someone was telling me that, I'd be like, dang right, I'm enough. I'm going to start talking, right? So we still want to give them that feeling. And so then that's the piece where you can inspire action and you can go into your story and you can give powerful lessons in just 5 minutes. Imagine what you can do in an hour keynote, right? So that's the gift we're giving everyone in our Courage Circles, is the opportunity to hone in on that story and then be able to share the powerful lessons that they got from that story. And really, you're going to be changing each other's lives in the process of learning a new skill and practicing in a safe space. Okay? You guys got that pep talk? Yes, we are enough. Yes, Annette, you get to listen to this over and over. Absolutely. Yeah, Tracy has a beautiful fur friend. Okay, good. Okay, so that's the speech framework. This is something fun that I am working on possibly making a quiz for, but just been a little busy, but eventually I would love to have a quiz for this. And actually it was funny because I was looking at the archetypes that we were talking about today, and I was like, ooh, I'm going to tie in the archetypes to business and speaking style and money-making style and do like this whole big like, if you are this archetype, this would be like your speaking style, how you could show up on stage. This is how you could, you know, grow your movement and your business. And this is how you can make money and be in aligned abundance. So, you know, us creators, we always have ideas popping up all over the place and there's just not enough time. But this is what I have for now. The speaking style, I mean, what I always say, and this is something you can tell your Courage Circle members, is that you show up as yourself. Right? That if we are showing up as who we are, but here's the key, times it by 10. Okay, so I share a story. It's funny. I was speaking at a conference and all of the ladies, they were all executive assistants to the superintendent. So they're all these beautiful supporting role women who keep all these people organized. Anyways, So they were at this conference, and I was coming in as the final day keynote speaker. And I remember coming in, and they had just had it was either Elvis Presley or Neil Diamond, I can't remember, impersonator, and they'd all been up late, so they were all like coming in tired, and I'm like, woo, let's do this. And because you can imagine my energy on stage if I'm like this, with I'm just sitting in a chair, right? So I'm like there, and I'm doing my thing, and I'm helping them and everything else. And then I got a message after the thing, and the lady was like, I don't know what you had for breakfast or what you were drinking, but I need some of that. And then she asked if she could write a blog post about me and the speech I did. And I was like, sure, of course. And she sent it to me after. And the title of the blog post was Perky Times 10. And I kind of laughed about it because I just, you know, I have three kids. So I was like, perky. But I knew, obviously, she meant my attitude. But so Perky Times 10 is what she said. And she's like, man, this girl came in, you know, and was off the charts. And that's, because this is who I am as a person. Like, I am excitable. I am enthusiastic. I am bubbly. I have that as my, who I am. But then I multiply that when I'm speaking, even on this, on the camera, right? There's times where I can't watch myself after a Facebook Live because I'm like, whoa, I gotta like turn down the volume a little bit. I realize that I always envision when I'm talking on Facebook Live or on video that there are thousands of people watching, because they are going to be at some point. But I do have to realize like they're only just like this far away from me. I don't have to like be that big in their face. But anyways, on stage, you do want to be, right? So your speaking style is who you are multiplied by 10. Okay, so if you are that movement maker, show up and inspire and empower, right? Get your I Have a Dream voice on, and you just tell them this is what it is. This is what you need to be a part of. So get into that zone. If you are the performer, right, then maybe you are going to bring music. Maybe you're going to sing. Maybe you're going to dance. Maybe you're going to add an element of drama. Maybe you're going to do a one-woman show to show that. One of my clients was a beautiful songwriter and singer, and she thought she had to do a speech or sing. And I was like, put those two together. You know, that's dynamite. So she would actually, we worked through her speech framework. For each of her lessons, she wrote a song so she could sing and then still have that message with it. So how can you perform? Storyteller, you know, all of us need to have an element of the storyteller, performer. We need to have elements of those to be good speakers. But some people are more naturally gifted at that. So bring more story to it. The scientist. If you can bring facts and stats, you know, I'm a wannabe scientist, kind of like with my brain facts and stuff, but I don't really, so I'm not, I don't like to like use that too much because I really don't really know that much about things, factual. But if you are that person, wow the audience with your brilliance and your stats and your data and your facts, right? And still, as this primary, you need to weave in some of the other elements like the storytelling and performing, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. The innovator, right? So come out with your big idea, like the TED Talks, right? Come out with that. This is the big idea. This is the new thing. This is where we're going now. Like, really get people opening their minds and changing perspectives. The teacher is someone who is going to say, like, here's the plan. Here's the step by step. Take action in this way, right? Perfect. Good, good, good. Sarah says she's convinced I only get an hour's sleep. And actually, I sleep, I do like my sleep. So I do sleep 8 or 9 hours a night, which I do feel guilty for not getting up earlier because I could get more done. And my teenage son, who's 15, okay, get this. He comes to me yesterday and he's been reading all my books, like Profit First and Contagious, which is another business book. And he started his own business and stuff. He's like a little mini me. But anyways, so he's online schooling, but the other kids are getting out of school for summer soon. But he comes up to me and he's like, Mom, you know, he's starting to batch his work. So he's doing blocks of time. He's way ahead of me. Like, I've been saying I need to block my time and batch things, and he's doing it. So he was able to get through online school really quick. He'll focus on one thing and one thing only and get it done and move through it really fast. So anyways, he comes to me with this new thing. He's like, Mom, I'm going to wake up at 4:30 every morning. And I was like, what? Like, that's a little early. He's like, well, I've heard, you know, the 5 a.m. club, like really successful people, they get up at 5 o'clock and they get moving on their day, and then they get so much more done and accomplished. So So he's doing that. He actually set his alarm, got up all by himself, and he was up this morning at 5 o'clock. I'm like, what? 15-year-old boy goes to bed early so he can wake up at 5 o'clock and get a start on his day and get so much accomplished. And then by 10 o'clock, he comes in and he's like, Mom, I've already done 4 chapters of math and I've done this and that and this and that. So anyways, I got off track there. I could probably be more efficient with my time as well, but it does fuel. I absolutely need to be able to listen to my body too. Okay. So how does that feel? I would love to hear your guys is what you think your speaking style is. What do you think your speaking style is out of these? You know, do you love to give people the step-by-steps, the plans to really teach and give content? Do you love, oh, you have a 14-year-old that's a part of the 5 a.m. club. Right. I should actually tell them about the 5 a.m. There is actually a club, isn't there? there is, you can totally have a combination, right? So absolutely. And bringing each of those things like innovator, scientist, teacher, storyteller, Stacey is brilliant. When you can mix all of that into one and give people that really range of all kinds of beautiful ways to experience your work is so powerful. Yes, Sarah, yours would be teacher for sure. And I think also performer, because you definitely love to add in like the different elements that are different and unique to get people to experience something, which is the performer piece. Storyteller, teacher, movement maker, storyteller, teacher, teacher. Awesome. Performer, storyteller, teacher, and movement maker. Yes. And I would actually challenge you guys, now that we've talked about the archetypes and branding in the Global Mastermind group. If you weren't there, don't go there. Shh. Remember, we're not getting overwhelmed. But if you were there and you do have your archetypes, look at like, how could that help you with speaking? How could you show up as a speaker in those ways? I feel like I'm a teacher, but would rather be something more fun. You can be a fun teacher. So I think I definitely have a teacher in me. I do love to give content and support. And so that's where when I was doing all my assemblies for kids, I would teach valuable lessons. And that's what irritated me about the performances that would come in that were super fun. They weren't teaching anything valuable, you know, that's actually learning for these kids. And so it would frustrate me. And so that's where I would bring, you know, my big dice and make this big board. And then we would actually learn the steps and they'd have to be quizzed on it, right? And they'd go on this board and they would have to answer these questions and pay attention. So you can make teaching fun, right? Of course you can. No, yes, absolutely, Sarah. So bringing something simple into the performance is powerful, right? So bringing different elements to your speech, definitely, definitely. Love it. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, perfect. So now this is our formula for delivering a standing ovation worthy speech. So this is the acronym SPEECH, which is great to remember. So how do you give a standing ovation worthy speech? You remember SPEECH. And SPEECH is storytelling. Right? So storytelling is one of the most important things. That's why we're starting with our story. You're also going to weave smaller bits of stories through your lessons if you have time. Tell another part of your story. Tell a different story, a different breakdown, breakthrough that really tailors to the lesson you're teaching. Because a lot of you said, well, I've had lots of breakdown and breakthroughs. Within the meat of your speech, you can share other stories all along the way, right? We're not limited to telling just one story. Storytelling throughout is powerful. So storytelling, get really good at that, and you're going to have a standing ovation-worthy speech. Just what I was talking about, prepare. Yes, write out your framework. Yes, get clear on the audience. Get clear on what you can teach, how it's going to go. Write out that framework, but then be present and be okay if it goes a different direction, if you forget what you were going to say and say something completely different. There's times where I've walked off the stage and I've been like, I don't know what the heck I just said, but I think it resonated and that's all that matters, right? Because when you're in the zone where that's like when I do story sessions, I don't remember what I say. That's why I always have to record, because I'm so in the zone and in present and in that flow state of just being so present that I'm not remembering it. I don't remember what I said. right? So this is the same with your speech. See you later, anyone who has to go, that's all good. Oh, jeepers, I'm gonna have to keep carrying on this conversation. Okay, so prepare and presence. Those are two crucial things. So prepare, yes, practice, have your framework, have your outline, but absolutely allow that place to be present. Emotion is so important. So when we are telling our stories, allow yourself to feel that emotion. If we feel the emotion in our bodies, that brain connection is going to happen with them in theirs. They're going to feel emotion. And what I love about emotion is take them on a range of emotions. So there's times where I have people laughing. I'm not like a really funny person. I mean, like I'm not like, I'm going to tell you a joke and you're going to laugh at it. I'm actually really horrible at jokes, but for some reason, just in being real and like, oh wait, that didn't come out right or whatever. Like I make people laugh. So, in my story or just being me and real and vulnerable and kind of having fun and being goofy, I can make people laugh. So 1 minute they're laughing, the next minute I've got them crying, the next minute I've got them so ticked off and fired up about something that they're like, let me do this, you know. So if I can take them through this range of emotions of like anger, sadness, you know, relief, happiness, joy, understanding, awareness, you know, all those emotions, if I can take them through a range of emotions, that's going to be a standing ovation worthy speech. Experience. I truly believe that as speakers, we are not supposed to just show up and speak. We are supposed to create an experience. And so what that means for each person is a little bit different, right? But if we can truly create an experience where, yes, maybe it's entertainment, right? Maybe there's props, maybe there's fun visuals, maybe there's dancing. I often get people up dancing Zumba with me to get them out of their comfort zone and actually taking a courageous action that they would never do unless I made them. So, you know, how can you create an experience? I'll bring those little dried worms and disgusting jelly bellies that are, you don't know if you're going to get disgusting one or not, and we're going to play truth or dare. I will do like crazy fun things with adults, just like I would with kids, because we all like to have fun. We all like to have an experience. I'll create opportunities, if I can, where people can talk and share and get into small groups and actually do activities or take action on something. So as much as you can get them involved and make it an experience rather than just you speaking at them, that's going to make all the difference too. And even if you're doing a keynote for thousands of people, you can get them taking action. You can get them talking to their partner. You can get them coming up on stage. You can get them standing up and doing something. You can take them through a meditation, take them through a visualization, take them, right? There's so many ways that you can create experiences during your speech. And if you can do that, that's going to make you stand out. Content and connection. So content, absolutely, you need to have something for them to dig their teeth into. So you don't have to be teaching all the time, but you have to give them a tangible takeaway or an action step. You have to tell them, and which is the next thing, how. So a lot of speakers, especially in like the entrepreneurial industry, will give the what and the why, you know, what is this and why do you need it? And they'll kind of leave you hanging because they think that that's a good way. If they dangle this carrot and they don't really give you a solution, then you're going to come pay them more money for that solution. But a lot of people just get frustrated. Yes, some people will buy for that, but yes, no problem, Martine. So, but what I want you to think about is if I give them something actionable and valuable in this time together, then I can obviously give them way more later, right? So if I can get them a result during this 1 hour, then they're going to know if I go and hire her later, she's going to get me amazing results because she got me this in this time. So give them a how. So whether they work with you or not, they can make their lives better. Right? So teach the content, give them the how, make it about them, not just about you, and connect before, during, and after your speech, if you can, with the audience. Okay, so this one, that was one of the tips for rocking the stage, confidence but humility. You know, be confident, but also be humble and grateful. Leaving your ego at the door is one of my biggest tips because that's when you can switch into that gear of service. And it doesn't matter if I forget what I'm saying or I trip on the stage because I'm here to serve. And that is one of the biggest things of being present and really delivering an amazing experience for people is being able to check that ego at the door. Pause and breathe, right? So if we have a tendency to use filler words like and whatever, you know, and likes and those kinds of words, then if we allow ourselves to pause and breathe, we can eliminate a lot of that. First step to eliminating those is awareness. So just being aware. The second step is actually to know that stillness, quiet, space, silence is actually a beautiful gift for your audience. As speakers, we might think we should fill the entire space and be talking the entire time, but it's actually a gift to be able to pause and to reflect and to breathe. So when you give yourself permission and know that it's actually a good thing for the audience to have a moment to reflect while you're gathering your thoughts, they don't need to know that you're gathering your thoughts. They can just know that you're helping them to process what you just said. Right? So just pause, gather your thoughts, carrying on. Using body language and gestures. So, you know, we could go totally into this in depth, but allowing yourself to be bigger than life. Most of the people that come to my Center Stage Live program when we're working on performance, they have smaller, you know, tighter, they're here. And it's like, you're on a stage. You know, allow yourself to be bigger than life. Allow yourself, remember, you know, as a little girl, dance makeup, we always were like, whoa, you know, that's crazy. That's way too much, but it was perfect for the stage. So when we are, you know, using our body language and our gestures, allow ourselves to go a little bit bigger, again, times 10, to be able to use that space. And it's going to be perfect for that opportunity. Using vocal variation is important. So allowing yourself to get soft, right? And tender in those moments. Allowing yourself to pick up when you're really excited and you're going and you're really loud and you're like, ah, and that's okay. And then, you know, and then getting really strong, because this is what matters. You know, enunciating strong, slowing down, getting big in your voice. Allowing yourself to be in that space. Allow yourself to be here. Allow your energy to shift. Match what you're saying with what you're feeling. And when you can really feel your words, then you're automatically, you know, your facial expressions are going to show. You're going to allow your voice to go where it needs to go. But being aware that we need that variation. We need that to keep engagement and to keep people focused, right? So allow yourself to play with vocal variation. Use the stage. One thing I did when I was first starting was I felt like I had to always be talking to everyone. I didn't want anyone feeling left out, so I was a pacer. So I'd be like, and then, and I'd be making eye contact with everybody, and I'd be back and forth and back and forth. And one time someone said, you're making me sick. I'm actually getting motion sickness watching you on stage. And I was like, oh. Okay, sorry about that. I had no idea. I just cared about everybody and wanted them all to feel included. And so, yes, use the stage, but also allow yourself to be, plant, reach out, you know, eye contact, connect in that space, walk. Be present, connect, eye contact, make your point, move, right? So allow yourself to move with the natural rhythm of what you're saying around the stage, but make sure you stay planted for enough time that you can really connect and be present. And then it's almost like going with the rhythm of what you're saying in a breath work. You can, you know, in a breath or at the end of that kind of thought or process, then you can move again and start something fresh. And as I mentioned before, connecting before, during, and after is important. So courage circle, feedback, and support. This is a big thing that I want you guys to do in the Courage Collective, in your circles, is when they each have their opportunity to stand. Now, even for the speaking activity, everybody needs to clap for everybody. We want applause. And then when they actually do their speeches, their 5-minute speeches, stories, then I would love for everyone to give a standing ovation. So that just becomes the norm. And just feeling the love, right? We can all, if you're like me, be like, right? But no, not really. But, you know, you'd be excited, standing ovation worthy. All around, allowing them to know that they did a wonderful job and they're supported. Then we're going to share what was amazing about each person, because we are going to give feedback. So what was amazing? What did they do so well? And thinking about some of the things I just shared, right? Were they present? Did they check their ego at the door? Did they come in with confidence? Did they use their body language? Did they use vocal variation, right? So what were some of the things they did really well? Were you captivated by the story? Did they paint that picture? Did they bring emotion? Did they bring an element of fun and laughter, entertainment? So what was the thing they did amazing? And then what's something to take it to the next level? So I wanted to stay in that positive realm of feedback. So what was amazing that you did amazing already? Where are you at amazing? And then let's take it to the next level. What's one or two or three things that will take it to the next level for you, right? So really staying in that positive zone of giving feedback and support. Yes. So a checklist, I'm thinking what you guys, I haven't read, but a checklist, yes. Being able to have some of those points of like, here's some of the things that could be amazing for feedback, and here's some of the things, you know, just having that overall checklist of the things that I just shared. What is a standing ovation worthy speech, and what are some of the tips to rock the stage, and having that kind of listed out so you can look at that and be like, oh yeah, these are some of the things that you did really well, and here's some ideas to take it to the next level. So we'll definitely have to do that. All right, so I am aware of the time. Where does that time go? I tell you. So what I'm gonna just show you. We're gonna carry this on next time. So what we've got is I do want to get into the speaking opportunities piece, how to get booked to speak, a few other, you know, kind of tangible fun things. And into courageous conversations. So we're going to carry this on next time, and that's okay. So I will still share this with you guys in the group today, the PDF. But this is, we're going to just carry on because I don't want to keep you guys any longer. I know there's people all over the world watching, and it's definitely late for a lot of you. So with the Courage Circle feedback, actually the last thing I am going to share, our big goal for the Courage Collective is to have 1 million stories of courage shared. And so we're doing this in a lot of different ways, the Day of Courage, but also through our Courage Collectives all around the world. Every time you guys get together, people are sharing their stories of courage. And the speech topics are going to vary, but one of the things that I did find I wanted to do is, you know, a time, a story, or a time when you had the courage to let go. And what was that story? And what was the lesson that came with it? Right? So we will start with the brand story, but then each time that your members speak, there'll be a different topic related to a time they were able to have courage. And this is going to help us to be able to fulfill this vision. And I also am going to challenge each of the circle members to share their story when they speak in the circle, whether it's their Facebook Live-ing it from the circle live, or whether they share it on a Facebook Live or a video call later or a video later in on social media, that they actually share that story that they prepared, that speech that they prepared to deliver at the circle, so that we can start sharing a little bit of the Courage Collective all the time with people, and they get to hear these beautiful stories that are happening in the collective and being shared in the collective. So that'll be another way just to be easily sharing the collective ongoing. And then the last thing I do want to touch on, because it all ties to this, then we'll shift gears into how to get booked and ideas for that next time. But speaking opportunities is one thing that we are encouraging each person to bring to each meeting. I'm almost feeling like we may do it just once a month, that we encourage people to come once a month. So, you know, if they don't bring one for one meeting, they need to bring one for the other, just so it's not as much. So once a month, they're asked to bring an opportunity, And this could be an online speaking opportunity or a live. It could be a podcast, a telesummit. It could be their own radio show. It could be a media opportunity. It could be just an idea. Like, I think this would be a great conference to speak at one day. It doesn't have to necessarily be that they are accepting right now, but that it becomes something that we are all aware of and we're just sharing. And also, it gets everyone in the practice of going and looking for opportunities to speak and to share their message and their story. Now, not everyone in the Courage Collective wants to speak on big stages, and that's okay. So I want this not to be a big, you know, deal where people feel anxious about it. I want it to be an invitation and an opportunity, and we'll be sharing some more opportunities in the global group. And what I would love as a leader is when an opportunity is shared that could be a global opportunity, that we share that in the global mastermind. And if you can imagine 90 leaders all coming once a month with at least 1 to 10 opportunities, there's going to be amazing opportunities for us to all have collectively there at our fingertips to be able to get our messages out there. So I'm asking you to go into the global group and share at least 1 or 2 opportunities each month in the global community that you think apply. So this is just an opportunity to just start getting those ideas generating, get people looking for opportunities to speak and share their message, and be able to support each other on getting on some stages and online or live to be able to support each other's messages getting out there in a bigger way. So, any questions? Fire hose, I love it. But remember, you can come back to this. This is gonna be in the membership site ongoing, so you can digest and watch again. It's all good. We'll share the PDFs as well, so you have these breakdowns as well. But this is, you know, the Courage Circle. This piece is really important, you know, what was amazing and taking it to the next level as a leader, as well as, you know, knowing these speaking opportunities will be a thing that you're going to encourage your members to be looking for and share at least once a month, and then share that in the global community as well, because that will be just so exciting for us all to be sharing opportunities with each other. But yes, great stuff. We talked about the standing ovation worthy speech, your speaking style, the speech framework, tips for rocking the stage, as well. So that was a lot for you guys, as well as being able to see the story session. I wasn't going to do that live, but I just knew Annette had asked, you know, she was brave enough to say she needed support in that. So I wanted to be able to offer that, and I thought it'd be a great training for you guys just to see that in action. So I hope that was valuable for you. So that was something that did take a little bit of time that I wasn't planning on. So there will be more training next time on getting booked and being able to book yourself on stages. And then we'll dive into the Courage Coaching and obviously the next pieces of it. So thank you everyone for being here. I'm gonna stop my sharing screen. Thank you everyone for being here. You guys are amazing. I see there's still 20 of us on the call. So thank you for staying with me the entire time. I would love to hear your takeaways. We're not gonna do any homework extra today. If you haven't done your video share, your story share, would love to invite you to do that before the end of the week, or at least before we do our next training, which isn't until next Wednesday, because I do have Monday is my birthday. So I decided I wasn't going to book any work stuff on the day. I don't actually know what I'm going to do. I don't know yet. Might go for a hot air balloon ride, might go get a massage, might get my roots done. I'm not sure, but it's going to be a fun little day just to be. So we'll be back here again on Wednesday. So 1 week from today at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Remember, your only job is to be present with these first two trainings, to watch them, to get your takeaways, and post your video. Don't worry about any of the other stuff. If you want to watch some of the other trainings that came in your emails, you absolutely can, but they're not a necessity right now. We are going to walk through this all together. Another thing that I wanted to just share with you quick that we will be implementing is that we're actually going to get you into groups of 5. So we're going to put you into kind of mastermind mini online circles, and you're each going to have an opportunity to lead the Courage Circle. So I would recommend in the next couple of weeks watching the example of the Courage Circle, and we'll walk through the framework and everything as well, because we are going to talk about leading our circles and facilitating, and I'll walk you through the whole thing. That's our next Wednesday training. So you don't have to worry too much, but if you have some extra time, you could watch that one where we run a circle live and you just get to watch us go through that process. So that's optional. It's not a must, because I will absolutely walk you through leading a circle next Wednesday. So I want you guys, just knowing again, we're here for you, but this will be an opportunity. It's going to be really exciting to connect with each other, to practice the framework, and to get a feel for the Courage Circle before you actually run it live and in person. So that's going to be happening over the next couple months, where each person you guys will meet as a little group of five. You'll set up your own time via Zoom. As a little group of five, and you will be able to each practice kind of leading and supporting in that space. So will be a great opportunity for you guys. So again, everything is going to be there for you. We're going to walk you through everything step by step. So no worries. Oh, thanks for the birthday wishes early. There you go. So excited to be here with you guys. Yes, already Lydia's sharing her takeaways. So share the takeaways. I'll post the recording very soon. The recordings will all be in that same folder again, so you can access them anytime that we're done those. So thank you everyone for the birthday wishes already. So thank you for being here, for staying with me late, for those of you who I know it's late. You guys are amazing. We will carry on this conversation. I will share the PDF in the group, and then we'll finish up what I wanted to finish today next time, and then get into how to lead and facilitate your circle and a little bit of that leadership training. So thank you, everyone. We will see you in the Facebook group. Reach out if you do need some clarity or have any questions. But again, know that we are here for you, and this process is, we're going step by step. So thank you. We'll see you guys later. Bye. It's not letting me end. Okay, there we go.